You're waking up to news of another medal for Ireland at the Olympic Games. Bronze, at least, and it could be more, for Aidan Walsh in boxing, to add to the gold and bronze already won by Irish rowers Fintan McCarthy, Paul O'Donovan, Emer Lamb, Afric Kyo, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty. We'll hear from Aidan's mother and sparring partner later in the programme. And on a busy day for the Irish at the Olympics, let's cross live to Tokyo now and say good morning, good afternoon to Des Cahill. Three medals now, Des. This is already turning out to be a very successful Olympics for Ireland.
Very successful. It's interesting on a broader level to look at the funding that has gone into it, and Sport Ireland funding, etc., and those who have been funded, those who haven't. And it's like a good system. And a couple of the boxers who weren't funded, who battled to be part of it and who have come through, like Aidan, and winning a medal. And as you say, it's a bronze medal, but it could well be more, because having won his fight today, and Aidan won it impressively, he could go to silver, of course, if he wins his semi-final. More on that in a moment. Just let me give you the other headlines. Kelly Harrington has had a good win, an easy win. In the golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry have moved right into contention. The Irish hockey team, though, beaten 1-0 by India. Day one of the athletics, and of the Irish in action, just Waterford's Tom Barr going through to the semi-finals. He was second in his heat to the world champion. In sailing, Annalise Murphy has not made the medal race. The 49ers are 14th overall. And in eventing, we're also 14th after Sam Watson and Flamenco have been in action this morning. But let's go back to the medal. And Aidan Walsh guaranteeing at least that bronze at welterweight. He controlled his fight against Mervyn Clare of Mauritius, repeatedly catching his opponent on the counter and landing some punishing straight right hands. He was so far ahead, really, that in the third round, it was clear that he decided to avoid any potential trouble. So much so that the referee twice told him to start boxing. But Walsh is undamaged, really, going into the semi-final now, which will be early on Sunday morning. It'll be a tough one. It's against Britain's Pat McCormack for silver. And as you said, Gavin, a little later in the programme, we're going to hear a lot more from Aidan's family in Belfast. But Aidan himself, very proud to be following in a long line of wonderful boxers from his city.
I watched all them guys all the time. Paddy Barnes, McConnell, and in the gyms, and seeing them coming back to Belfast and the big buses and all. And I was down watching and going, hard to believe, it really is.
And you've got more in the tank for Sunday?
Big time, big time. Just keep getting better and better every fight. I'm just so grateful to be here and just want to keep pushing on now.
Well done, Aidan.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Well, no lacking of confidence there, which is great to hear. And Kelly Harrington claimed a comprehensive, unanimous decision victory over Italy's Rebecca Nicoli in their lightweight round of 16 bout. The Irish flag bearer lived up to her billing as the top seed in the division. She put on a masterclass, really, of controlled and composed boxing to book her place in the quarterfinals, where she'll be fighting for at least a bronze medal also. Now, Kelly has been in camp in Tokyo for a month now, so Claire McNamara asked her if it was hard to stay focused.
There's no point in staying focused all the time, you know. I started focusing today on the fight. Like, I'm fit and I'm sharp, and I have the coaches there, and my own club coach, Noel Bourke, at home as well, keeping me focused, you know. Today is the day when you have to switch on, you know. Otherwise, you're burnt out if you start focusing too soon.
And today you did just enough. You were clinical, but didn't use up too much energy, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just get the ball rolling. The first one is always the hardest, I feel, anyway, so.
And exciting now as you roll on to Tuesday and fighting for a medal.
Yeah, well, I haven't even thought of that, you know. Just roll on to Tuesday, and I'm just fighting for myself and fighting for my own honour, really. And what will be, will be. If I get a medal, that'd be great. But if I don't, I'll give it everything. As long as I step out of the ring, knowing that I've left everything in there, I'll be happy.
That's Kelly Harrington. Now, it's day two of the golf competition, and the Irishmen Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry have made a very significant move. We can go live to Gary Moran at the course. I know the weather affected the day, Gary, but it was the Irishmen are right in the mix now, aren't they?
Oh, they absolutely are, Des. I mean, Shane Lowry has fired the joint best round of the day, a 6 under par 65. He'd 7 birdies, just one drop shot on his 9th hole. Just played a little, I mean, as he said himself, I was chatting to him afterwards, that small we know this anyway, it's small differences between one round and the next. Why was he one under yesterday, six under today? Sure, no one can produce six under every day. But a click for Shane today, few good things happened, and he's very, very much in the hunt. They're both tied fourth. Rory McIlroy was tied second until he played the last hole, which he bogeyed. The purple patch for him was on the 6th, 7th and 8th. The tees were moved up on the par 4, 6th today to tempt the players to go for the green, and Rory didn't need a second invitation. He drove it on. He actually put his first putt at least 10 feet past, but he holed the one back for a birdie. Then a beautiful tee shot on the par 3, 7th, hold that for birdie, and two shots on the 9th, a par 5, the shortest of the par 5s, well in range for McIlroy, 8 to 10 feet, hold that for eagle, so a run of 4 under for 3 holes. And it's not like the players ahead of them are that they'd be scared of them in a major or something like this. Like Carlos Ortiz, he is the world number 61 from Mexico. He's 10 under par. And then it's a gap of 2 to Mito Pereira, a rising star from Chile, had 2 wins on the sort of secondary tour in the States and a couple of top 10s recently in those tournaments where Seamus Power was doing really well. He's around world number 120 or so. And Alex Noren from a veteran Swede who's campaigned a lot on the PGA Tour as well. They're both on 8 under. And then you've got McIlroy, Larry, Jazz Jane Watanan from Thailand and overnight leader Sepp Straka. They're all on 7 under. And Straka is one over par for the round today. And there's a strong chance, I mean, if the scores were frozen now and Straka's playing the last, a strong, strong chance that McIlroy and Larry will be paired together based on the order of the players on 7 under par and what's above them. And that would be really something if there were Irish fans, and of course there aren't, but even if you're watching on television or getting any updates from ourselves, I mean, to have McIlroy and Larry playing together as they frequently do in practice rounds and chasing each other and trying to outdo each other for either gold, silver or bronze. Well, isn't that something to look forward to?
It sure is, absolutely. All right, thanks a million for that, Gary. We'll have more reaction from there later on. Now, the Irish women's hockey team have been beaten 1-0 by India. In truth, our chances of reaching the quarterfinals are slim. Even if we beat Great Britain in our final game, we could be relying on goal difference, as India will be expected to pick up a victory against the bottom team in the group, South Africa. We'll have to see how that goes. In truth, India might have won by more today. They forced 14 penalty corners. It took another brilliant display from goalkeeper Aisha McFerrin to keep the score at 1-0. Damien O'Mara has been talking to the Irish captain, Katie Mullen, who couldn't hide her disappointment.
Got it. I think credit where credit's due. India really put it up to us today. They'd done their homework. We needed to move the ball a bit faster than we did. We worked as hard as we could out there. It was hot, and but you know, India really put it up to us today. It was a target game for us, so we're disappointed to come away with a loss, and so late in the game as well. It's a tough pill to swallow.
We have to remember that the motivation for Ireland to win, to qualify, is as great as the motivation India had to win to stay alive in the competition. So you knew you were going to get an onslaught, and the defensive effort for large spells of the game, you will take heart from that.
Yeah, of course. We kept them out really well. They had a lot of penalty corners, and we defended them really well, so we'll take positives from that. I think we've a really tight turnaround time now, so as disappointed as we are, we can't dwell. There is still an opportunity there. You know, 2 wins in the group gets you a quarter final, and tomorrow we've an opportunity again. So we prepare now to give ourselves the best chance tomorrow.
That's Katie Mullen. In sailing, Annalise Murphy has not made the medal race. Disappointing day today. She was 30th in race 9, 40th in race 10. She finished 18th overall. And the 49ers, Sean Wadalove and Robert Dixon, well, after their disqualifications yesterday, they were 18th and 9th in today's races. They're 14th overall. Venting day 1, the dressage, Sam Watson on Flamenco is currently lying in 14th place. Round 2 this afternoon, Sarah Ennis on Woodcourt Garrison competes tomorrow. Now, it's day 1 of athletics, which is centrepiece for many people at the Olympic Games, and we had 4 Irish in action on the track this morning. Thomas Barr was the only one to progress, with an impressive performance in finishing 2nd in his heat. He now has a rest day tomorrow, so David Gillick asked him how will he prepare for Sunday. Okay, it's not playing. We'll come back to that in a minute. We had the women in action, 3 young Irish women competing in the 800 metres. Nadia Power, Louise Shannon and Shiafra Clary Butner all not making it out of the heats. Ironically, all three finished seventh place in their respective heats. Still to come later today, we'll have the 4x400 mixed rally team race in their heat. That's around noon Irish time. But let's hear about Tom Barr and how he's going to prepare with his rest day.
I'm just going to chill, just go get a bit of physio, chill out, watch a bit of Netflix, YouTube, catch up with people, probably spend a lot of the day replying to messages on my phone because I probably have plenty
by
now.
Because you're so popular, is it?
Well, I've been ignoring a lot of them for the last few hours because it's still, when I was going to bed, people were kind of waking up or, you know, going to bed themselves.
Well, obviously, look, there is a lot of people who have got out because you are a big name in Team Ireland. So do you want to say anything to, I know, your family, friends at home?
I just want to say to everybody, family, friends, everyone that was supporting, I can't get over the amount of messages I got of people and pictures of alarms set. So I hope it was worth it. Might not have been the most exciting race, but at least it'll be at a normal time for the semi-finals. And I can safely say now I'll be going through the semi-finals. So thank you so much for the support. It really, really does mean a lot to me. So fingers crossed.
Wish you all the best. All right.
Thank you very much.
That's Tom Barr, Justin. He probably sums up the general mood here. They don't have family and friends with them, but they're all so appreciative of the support from back home.
Indeed, Des. And I was just looking, speaking of family and friends, a tweet from Michaela Walsh, Aidan Walsh's sister, a short time ago. She said, "Me and my brother Aidan have trained together and grown together our whole lives. When me and him qualified for the Olympic Games on the same day, it was the most special day of my life. But watching him win an Olympic medal brings a joy to me that I've never felt. That's my baby bro." So it's a very nice sentiment, isn't it?
Their family are emerging as stars, and I know we're going to hear more from them later.
We will indeed. Des, thank you.